Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome back, After Buzzers, to the Real Housewives of Potomac After Show. So tonight, we are talking about Michael's charges. They're being dismissed. The amazing Macy Gray. And of course, Bravo and a secret footage. All that and more coming up for you next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Hey.
Hey, guys.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. What's up, party people? Welcome back. Real Housewives of Potomac, Season 4, Episode 12, Good Will Hunting. Tonight is going to be a great show, you guys. Stay tuned, because it was good down to the end. But before we get popping, I couldn't do it without my wonderful girls. I'm Erica, and this is the amazing Alexis.
Hi, everybody.
And the also amazing Danny.
Hey, guys.
And the also amazing Lauren.
Hey, guys.
Next week, I'll be more creative. All right, you guys. So stay tuned to the end, because we got tweets and we got some good booming hot, piping hot news. So stay tuned for that. What did you guys think overall of this episode?
This episode was all about receipts. Everybody has receipts. Yeah. But it was a good episode. I was happy to see the receipts.
Yeah.
Some questions were answered.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot of drama. I agree. It should have been titled Receipts.
Right.
Bravo had them. Monique had them. So, yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I love when we talk about my boo Juan. So, I just enjoyed that majority of this episode was about him and his birthday. So.
Yes, it was about him and his birthday. Whose D does he want to suck? Okay.
Oh, no. All right. He don't want to do that.
Because I feel like the more Robin says, the more I'm like, I think it's Juan.
It's All right.
It has to be Juan.
Yeah. Who else would it be?
Exactly. All right. So before we get to the messiness that is everything, let's talk about Karen and Raven and how cute they were. And, you know, Raven might be outing Ashley and Candace. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Outing Ashley for sure. Because I thought she had a nice voice. I think she was just nervous. But I love seeing Karen around her girls. It's like a different side of Karen. So I enjoyed that moment with them.
Yeah, it was cute. I like seeing Raven. She's a cute little girl. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, little she was a
grown girl.
She's a cute girl. I know what you mean though. She's so sweet. I think she did a really good job because, well, she said it's something she likes to do. Like Candace and Ashley, they competed as singers. So if that's her without vocal training, I mean, I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it seems like it's a hobby for her, not like how they make it like a job.
Yeah, I really liked it. It was fun to see Macy Gray, so I thought that scene actually was pretty cool.
So cool.
Yeah,
and Raven does seem just nice and mature. As we've mentioned before, I think all the kids on this show do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you guys think about Monique and Ashley?
I'm sorry, I have to. Monique, when she met up with Ashley, it was just shady. Okay, what I didn't like is that when they showed the messages, you saw that Monique sent the clip about Michael to Candace. Mm-hmm. So if you are sending the clip to Candace, when Candace responds, how are you going to show Ashley, like, but look what she said. How about, but look, you sent it to her. If you're really friends with her and you don't want to carry the bone about that and talk about it, why would you send it? I would, if I was Ashley, I'd be looking at Monique like, excuse me, so you show me receipts, but you don't see right here where you just sent it?
But that's the thing. I think Ashley is looking at her sideways, but like Giselle pointed out, Monique has the footage.
Right.
So I think she's internalizing it. Like, okay, yeah, you ain't nothing either. But I ain't going to come for you because you can expose everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree 100%. When she showed the messages, I was like, why is she showing that? It's just making me feel like she was adding on to it, because she initiated the conversation by sending the link. Like, you, if you know Candace and Ashley aren't getting along, and you know they've had this whole debacle with Michael, like, there's no way for you to send that without the intention of it being messy. Like, because you know they don't like each other. So if you're stirring up the, you're stirring up the pot, basically, mm-hmm. by starting off that conversation. So I didn't understand why she was showing those messages, because to me, it didn't make her look better.
Right, and Monique and Candace just made up. Mm-hmm. So it's like every time they make up, somebody does something stupid and it ruins the relationship again.
So weird. Mm-hmm. But Monique was saying when she was with her husband that she felt like Candace was kind of trying to draw her in to kind of being messy. And she was seeing a part of Candace, a side of Candace that she didn't really, you know, agree with. So you guys don't think... You think that's
I don't think Candace was trying to draw her in, because they did show some parts where Monique was being kind of shady. Like when she said he was treating him like a stripper and didn't make no money. Like, I mean, you were being shady. You can just say all of us were being shady about it. Like, it was funny at the moment. But you know what I mean? Like, don't just try to distance yourself from it now. It's on camera, girl.
Yeah, she's, like, trying to make it seem like she's just this neutral middle person, but it doesn't seem that way at all. It seems like she's playing both sides.
Yeah, it seems like she's giving more support to Ashley than anybody else's. Sorry, Lauren.
Oh, no, I just wanted to shout out somebody in the chat. Joseph Bonza, hey, we missed you.
He is faithful. Joseph be watching.
And Joseph, he wants to chime in. He says, clearly Monique is off her rocker because her pregnancy is nearing her final trimester. Aww. So he's giving her pass because she's pregnant, even though she's being messy.
Red, Monique.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I feel like Monique is being nicer to Ashley than anybody else. So,
take what she can get.
Yeah. I don't know if it's being nicer. I don't know. She, either way, she's playing both sides. And if I was Candace, I'd be upset with her. If I was Ashley, I'd be upset with her. So she needs to just keep her mouth shut or admit that she's playing both teams.
Right.
True. Very true. Very true. So, no more babies for Chris and Monique. Do you believe it or no?
No.
No. He loves kids. Like, he always talks about how he loves kids. And the way that he interacts with his kids, like, come on. They're going to have more babies.
Yeah. Three is a lot, though, I think.
Three is a lot.
I don't think they're going to have
I don't think they're going to either.
You can tell she is over it. And, I mean, she's already had a miscarriage, and it seems like this has been a rough pregnancy. So I don't know if she wants to put herself through that again.
Yeah. I don't think that they would plan to have another one, but I think they're still going to have another one. Right. Chris knows what he wants. They're married, so it's likely, you know.
See, I feel like she's going to make it work so there's no oops, you know, because there's obviously things you can do.
She's going to get some birth control or something. Talk him into getting the snip.
Oh, you know, Chris.
He's not going to do that. He's not about to do that.
He is the last husband on this show to do that, for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so what did you guys think about Katie calling Ashley stupid?
It was funny because it was like, dang, it's kind of true. Because, like, the way that she looks in this whole episode is like, girl, come on. Like, you're denying everything. You can't even be like, well, maybe, like, a little bit. I get it, it's your husband. But, like, I would just not say anything before I'm like, he didn't do it. He didn't do it. He didn't do it. You know what I mean? Like, you look really silly.
Yeah. You could see in the Fox 5 interview that when he kind of said, well, this happened, he started going off script. Ashley's face kind of adjusts herself. Mm-hmm. Like, Ashley, it's okay. It's not you. You ain't the one facing the charges.
Right.
Or just be quiet. Like, stop going on this campaign, because Candace made a good point. Like, you're always saying how open you are, but not on this. Not when it's your stuff. So,
My feelings about it are, one, I was a little bit confused because I know Katie and Ashley are into it now, but I just thought that was because they've been watching back the show and Katie was mad about something that Ashley said. But I thought they were friends as far as it goes on this point in the show, so I didn't understand why she was coming for Ashley. And I wouldn't even necessarily call Ashley stupid. I think Ashley knows everything that's going on with Michael. She's just saving face for her own embarrassment, not just his. So I don't even think that she's stupid, so... For those two reasons, I didn't understand why Katie was coming for her.
Yeah, I agree. So when they were in the kitchen and they were all talking for the girls' night, that was my confusion. Because, you know, before, maybe Katie would make a couple little funny comments. But this was the first time where she was, like, really offensive. And I was kind of like, did you see those tweets or something this last week? Like, I'm totally kidding. I thought this was taped a while ago. Mm-hmm. So I was totally with you on that. Because I was like, why is she coming so harsh on her? Because even Robin and Giselle were like, oh.
oh, really? You think, you know, and I was just like, okay, that was very harsh, I thought.
Maybe Katie means she's playing stupid, not like she's stupid, because I think Ashley is playing stupid. Maybe. You know what I mean? Maybe that's what she meant.
I think Katie just doesn't have any loyalty to Ashley. I don't think she has beef with her or any issues, so I'm not surprised. Katie seems like she just says what she wants to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless maybe you're her children or family, mm-hmm. or maybe Giselle and Robin, because she's known them for years, but yeah. I think she would have said it if Ashley was standing right there, which is why I love her.
Very true.
She would have.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you guys think about Katie's point in reference to Michael hitting on her boyfriend?
Shady. Like that, I was like, okay, this is suspect. Like, who says that?
On shady for Katie phone? Or shady for Michael?
Shady for Michael. Oh, okay. Like, what do you mean? answer me on the private phone. Excuse me, sir? Mm-hmm. If I'm Katie, like, oh no, what? You're not saying that to my boyfriend. Like, what are you saying right now?
Yeah.
Like,
maybe it was just a friendly joke.
Yeah, I mean, or not even just a joke. Like, they're on TV. So to me, I was like, if I call you, I don't want anything that's on the mic. So I don't know. That's how I took it anyway.
Oh, my, okay.
He's not even on the mic,
Erica,
though.
Come on now. Old boy is not Katie, first off, isn't even a real cast member. So you know her boyfriend, her man, how many months is not going to be mic'd.
Right.
Michael's trying to meet him up after taping and just does what he does.
I don't think so.
I think honestly, it's just kind of like the icing on the cake. Like, I feel like if none of these other situations with the nudes and with the hitting on the butt and with the sucking sausage comment, if none of that happened and he just strictly made this comment, nobody would really be thinking anything of it. But because he keeps on with this same behavior, of course we're going to think, oh, he's trying to hit on some. But it could have honestly just been something really friendly and in a joking way.
Okay, well, let me ask you guys this. Because to me, I feel like the charges were dropped. So, you know, it still seemed like the women, that even made them, like, it had no impact on them whatsoever. Like, they're like, oh, okay, he still did it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, they were dropped, you guys.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything, though. To me, it didn't mean anything. I was like, okay. Because I agree with Giselle when she said it's one man's word versus another man's butt.
Yeah.
So it really was like, what is the judge going to say? Like, there's no, both of y'all are giving the same amount of, you know what I mean? Like, information and stuff. He can't just be like, oh, yeah, he said it, so it is right. You know? Like, they were dropped, but that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Again, it's been going on for years now. Like, and the thing is, do y'all remember Michael already came for one of Katie's men?
Mm-hmm.
So Katie need to get Michael right, because this is the second boyfriend.
Wait a minute. They just want to dance, y'all. He just wanted to dance on the dance floor.
Oh,
you
know,
that's it. He was just trying to dance with Andrew. That's all he was trying to do. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, like, to me, I feel like Monique, like, we don't know.
I know it was dropped. A bag for that cameraman to shut his mouth.
Right. A big bag.
That's what was dropped. Shoot. Because Michael
I'll
did it.
I'll take that check.
Yeah. That was what it took. The coins would shut you up real quick.
You guys know.
Michael is not gay, okay?
Ashley Jr.
Right.
I mean, at this point, it don't even have to be about just being gay. At this point, you're just crossing boundaries of making people uncomfortable. Like,
yeah,
I guess if you just like smacking booties, you like smacking booties. But
certain
people don't like they booty smack, so don't do it. Gay or not, don't still do it, you know?
Mm. Okay, he was trying to get into for the picture, and he bumped into him, you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm done with you, Erica.
I did not know that was Ashley Darby.
Ashley Darby, everyone.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it just seemed too, I don't know, it's just, it's too much. And then they're just going to all of a sudden come up with that footage tonight. I don't know.
Really all we needed at
the footage,
point.
Honey.
Right. And so why is it today? We've been talking about this forever, ever.
It seems like
I don't know. We'll discuss the whatever later. Okay, so all right. Giselle. I mean, super cute girl. I love you mostly. But
what do you have to say about Giselle?
Oh, no, she gonna be mad.
Hold up now. She didn't do nothing this episode, y'all. She was minding her business.
She was so obnoxious the whole time to Ashley. Oh,
yeah. I didn't think so. It was funny to me. Like,
entertaining.
What happened? Yeah, what happened? He felt so awkward when she said that, though, mm-hmm. which made it even funnier.
I mean, it was funny, but it was rude, like, for real.
He got to know this group. Like, if you're going to come around after something like that, you got to know that people are going to ask you. If he went in expecting for nobody to bring it up or say anything, then he was delusional.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's reality TV.
No, but you could be like, Juan, good to see you.
Yeah.
Well, Giselle ain't Juan, and I'm happy she ain't, because when she sat down with that popcorn.
Oh my gosh.
Morning news. I said, Giselle, I cannot. She's hilarious.
Had her popcorn ready.
But men are different. Men don't like to get in other people's business, and women, like, sometimes don't have a problem doing that. Mm-hmm. So I expected that from Giselle.
Not really how much her interaction so much with Michael as she was. Maybe I'm channeling Ashley today, but I did feel like she was talking to Ashley crazy. And I could see where it's like, even before, she was kind of like, well, yeah, you know, he did it or whatever. And she's coming from a place that seems messier more so than friendly.
What do you think?
Okay.
I can agree with that.
I didn't think Giselle was being messy. I think Giselle is just not going to lie to Ashley. Because Ashley wants somebody to lie with her and be on her side like Monique. No, Giselle is, like, if she doesn't think that... if she thinks that he did it, she's going to tell you that she thinks that he did it.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Yeah, I can respect Giselle because she said it to her. Mm. It'd be one thing if she was playing both sides like some people. Mm. But she's being like, yeah, that was my opinion. I jumped to conclusions. That was my opinion. And I still think that's the truth. So
right. Yeah.
You can't be mad. Like, they would be mad if she said it behind Ashley's back. And people are still mad when she says it to Ashley. I'd rather her say it to Ashley, you know? Yeah.
I mean, I would rather her say it to Ashley. But I do feel like the way she talked to her last week and the way she talked to her this week was, it was a little disrespectful. Because to me, like for example, when, to get back to Katie, when Katie was in the car with Ashley, she was like, well, is he gay? And, you know, I mean, it is your delivery. So to me, I do feel like she came off kind of cold. And I felt like Ashley had a point in how Giselle was talking to her, given that she thought Giselle was her friend. Like, you know, I mean, Candace is always going to be crazy to her. But, you know, I think Giselle was a little... rah, rah.
But going back to Giselle's point that she made, and I think she did make a great point, it's like, you're kind of being real lighthearted about it too, Ashley, like kind of just talking about it like it's not a big deal. So she's joking and kind of laughing about it too. Why not?
Well, my thing with that was, I was like, well, she's joking, but she's not like joking like, oh, he might be gay joking. She's like, oh, okay, we're good because he didn't do it, which is a totally different thing. So I listened to Giselle's point. It's like, well, yeah, Giselle, you can't be like Kiki, but not Kiki, he's gay. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kiki, girl, we know he didn't do nothing. That's what the Kiki was about.
I mean,
as far as the joking part. So I think that's why Ashley took it so seriously with her, because she was like, okay, you know, you laughing, but you for real, you know, don't believe him. And, you know.
That's true. I do want to just reference the chat. I'm sorry, they're going crazy in the
chat.
No, share
it all.
Yeah, I'm trying to interrupt. But, oh my gosh. Okay, there it goes. Michael Berry said that he doesn't feel bad for, I'm sorry, Anthony Berry. They're going so fast. Anthony Berry doesn't feel bad for Michael because he has nothing, he holds nothing back from anybody else's business, basically. And he also said that he had no problem speaking about Ray's home.
He didn't. So,
same thing with Ashley.
Always throwing shade. That couple. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then they also want to know if we think that Bravo's footage will be used against Ashley at the reunion. Like, is there more footage?
Oh, for sure.
I think
sure.
It will. Yeah. It will.
Yes, it will.
I can't wait.
She needs to stop talking.
I don't know. I mean... I don't know, you guys. Maybe, I don't know. But I feel like it's just...
You're real positive today!
I'm so confused. Here's my thing about that footage. It's too... Like, it's just too... It's just too concise.
I know why you're Team Ashley all of a sudden.
Why?
I'm gonna call you out because I'm a Giselle. You're empathizing with her because of her dad's situation, aren't you? So that softened you toward her.
Okay. Oh. Well, that does look like that's gonna be good. But, no, I mean, the issue I have with it is it just seems like... it just seems totally created. Like, now we've been talking about this for so long, and all of a sudden it's this mystery footage, and it just seems like they're taking us for a ride. Like, I feel like if it was that easy, why are we waiting all this time? Like, I don't know. That part doesn't sit right with me.
Maybe they wanted to get more episodes out of it.
Yeah, they had to get us built up. Like, oh my god.
Even though we knew
a couple people don't have storylines, so they had to keep that one going.
Yeah. Yes, although this could be like a Easter egg or whatever, they throw it out there, and then next week we find out that
that's not even what they were talking about.
Yeah, or something else, maybe. or maybe.
I don't know. That cameraman sounded
maybe he took somebody's food or something. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what happened.
But if that footage was based off of the butt grabbing, it just went against his point that he didn't know that he did.
But here's the thing, though. I thought the butt grabbing happened in the basement, and they weren't in the basement for that footage, actually.
Well, we know it was about the butt grabbing because Michael says, "I didn't touch your butt. I'll give you a beer or something."
Mm-hmm. Well, he did say that later when they were. But
that was two different clips.
Right. And that particular clip wasn't in the basement. So that is one thing. I mean, not saying, I don't know what happened, but Bravo just seems...
I'm going to go along with Erica for now. And like, we don't know yet, but we definitely going to find out.
I'm not saying that Michael is totally good.
We see each other.
I'm going to go with Erica for now.
Okay, all right. All I'm saying is, to me, it just feels too cut and dry and too easy and just too, Michael's gay and he's doing whatever. It just seems a little bit...
Or maybe they just wanted to show us that they're going to lie. So they were like, let's show them just blatantly lying about it and then drop the footage so that they can, see what they do when they think there's no footage. At the moment, they didn't know that there was footage because Monique claimed there wasn't any cameras in her house. So.
Right. Well, no. She said there weren't any cameras in that area, or whatever, and so we haven't actually seen the area yet. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I mean, I think it's a little easy, but it's interesting. So I don't know, you guys. All right, so I really did actually, even though everybody was weird, I really liked how Juan interacted with Michael, which kind of had me doubting that it was his D, because I was like, he seemed real cool with him.
No, it just confirmed to me that was his D, because he's like, oh my gosh, he's so compassionate, he takes my side, I will for sure suck his sausage. Why not?
Here's the thing on that is because when Robin was in her confessional and Juan, and I guess Michael went to Juan and she said, he forced me to tell Juan what happened. I think she told Juan, because I think Robin's messy like that. I think she was like, yeah, well, he said he won't suck your D. I don't think she told him that. Well, that's what I'm saying, because maybe it's not Juan, because Juan was so cool with him. And I think if Juan knew that Michael said that about him, he'd be weird.
But I don't think she would. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. I think also Juan, can you see the conversation with Juan and Robin and him being like, I don't even want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I could see that happen and Robin just be like, okay, or not wanting to make it weird. Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I don't think Robin was trying to be messy. After Michael went to Juan and said, tell Robin to stop talking about me, she had to be like, well, this is what happened.
Mm-hmm. I think if she told him this is what happened, she told him everything.
I don't, because I think Juan and Michael legit are friends and like each other, and I don't think she wanted to put Juan in a weird place where he feels like he couldn't be around him, because I can't see him keying him up like that after knowing
that's what I was like. Wow, now I'm confused.
So I just don't I think she just didn't tell him. I don't think that information is going to come out to the reunion.
And who could it have been other than Juan? It couldn't be Ray.
No.
It wasn't Chris, because Chris heard the comment, white Chris.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's either black Chris.
Or black Juan.
Or black Juan.
Exactly. So, black Chris likes sausages.
Oh, no.
Clear it up.
Not the Chris like that.
Okay, what did they say to the chat?
Well, CCF Freak says Erica's in denial. But we love you. Uh-huh. They also said, these charges can be dismissed for a number of reasons. We need to know those reasons. That's give me shelter. Uh-huh. And Jada says, the cameraman is pissed, and Giselle told Ashley the truth and what everyone else is thinking, and she don't like it.
Yeah.
Yep. And then they're also, everyone's just saying Ashley had it coming for seasons. So
I know, and that's everybody's point. She did do a lot of messiness, So, I don't know. Karma, girl. Yeah.
Karma's no joke.
I guess she's not on Karma's good side.
I knew you were going to say that. I love it.
Okay, what about Q Karen and Karen's interaction and Karen's whole, you know, her reaction to it as being a rape victim.
Karen was spitting facts. Like, this is the Me Too movement, the unique consent movement. You can't just be touching people out here. Mm-hmm. There's so many lawsuits going on with, like, these celebrities and stuff. You are not exempt. Mm-hmm. You are on a TV show. Mm-hmm. You can't just be touching people.
Yeah. And I think that's the bigger thing for me. Like, sexuality, that aside, you can't just go up to people touching people, Michael. Right. And hopefully, I'm sure, prayerfully for him, he's learned his lesson. Yeah. But that's the bigger issue, regardless of what you guys' agreement, y'all swinging, whatever. You can't just walk up to people at their place of work and touch them.
Yeah.
If it happened, allegedly.
Do we ever wonder, is that like a cultural thing?
That's Could that what be a cultural say. Thing?
I mean, that's what they said season one, that it was because he was Australian.
I don't remember.
It's been so many seasons. On that tip, there is something each season.
Yeah.
That's true. But I still feel like, we don't know because the charges were dismissed, y'all. We need more footage.
You didn't see the crocodile hunter walking around just grabbing everybody by the booty.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
And you're here now, too. You've been doing business in America for some time now, Michael.
Yeah. I feel like he should know by now that you just don't cross certain boundaries with certain people. If y'all not cool like that, why are you touching somebody like
that?
And
this can't be his first time being called out about that.
It isn't.
It's not. I mean, it seems like each season he has, like, some sort of incident.
One or two.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Although I will say they usually happen when he's drunk, so.
Yeah. His true self.
Stop drinking. You need to put the coronas down.
Remember he wanted Ashley to stop drinking? Stop drinking.
Right along with him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing to me, I think as well is that I don't know, it just seems like this is just so crafted by producers. Like, it just seems, I don't know, it just seems very crafted, because now every time, like, even when Michael's having a discussion with Juan, it just, everything he says, now everybody's like, what, we're summer camp, you end up in places you don't want to be, like, you want them on a board, like, everything, it just
some
seems
things
like,
he says are like creepy
that was,
though.
Yeah.
Like, what are you saying?
Yeah.
But Chris's face the whole time, Chris is just like
yeah, because Chris knows that it's Juan's D, so Chris is like,
he might. He's like, you being all friendly, don't be too friendly.
Yeah,
child, too much.
I don't know. I feel like they're just taking us down the wrong path. That's all.
It's making good TV.
It is good TV. It is good TV. But I was like, okay, Michael is just talking about snowboarding. He's just talking about camping. I mean, give the extra.
That's what happens when you do shenanigans. People just assume you always on some shenanigans stuff. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's what happens when you get charged with something. People always assume you did it, even when you didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't trust Michael. But I did want to shout out again in the chat. They're saying, Karen is right. You have to be real careful even if you aren't a celebrity. People are lawsuit happy because of the Me Too movement.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
Yeah.
And they said, well, Australians need to keep their hands to themselves.
Period.
Period, yeah. Pooh.
Period.
What a team.
Yes. Okay. Don't touch nobody. All right. What did you guys think about the haunted house as a birthday thing for Juan?
It was cute. Mm-hmm. I liked it.
It looked fun. I wanted to be there.
Me too.
Yeah. Thanks for the invite, Robin.
Yeah. Right.
Candace was not playing, though. Oh,
cold front. Like, that was kind of crazy.
But,
like, when Candace walked up to Ashley, or when came up.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And she, that hello, hello, mm-hmm. that wave, that church hello, hello.
It was
That's
too
so
much.
Awkward.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. I get that they were going to bring stuff up to Michael, but, I mean, they definitely were kind of stank to them. Like, really rude, I think.
The only thing that kind of took me back and I was like, they kind of need to chill, is I felt like people were only coming at Ashley. And I feel like if you're going to try to come at somebody about the situation and Michael is there, why not apply that energy towards him? Like, she's not the one who did it. Like, yeah, she's defending her husband, but I mean, it's her husband. So why do you keep coming at her at every moment that you're around her? It's, oh, Michael did this, Michael did this, throwing it in her face. That's when I agree with you on, okay, they kind of need to bring it down on how they're coming at Ashley.
And to me, I mean, like, we're here to celebrate Juan's birthday. He wasn't going to come. Mm-hmm. He's here, like, is now. Like, really? Y'all going to just be all rude and crazy acting? Like, it was an event. I don't know.
Now, if they did it to Michael, I understood that. Because that's the first time they've seen him since, you know, everything has happened. But, like, why do you keep coming at Ashley?
Because Ashley has come at everyone in every season. Mm-hmm.
Every single season.
That doesn't make it... Two wrongs don't make a right, people.
Well, this is Real Housewives. It makes Real Housewives.
It makes Real Housewives and it makes karma. I'm not saying it's right. Mm-hmm. I mean, thankfully, I don't have friends like these. Because if you have friends like these, who needs enemies? But...
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. Like, you're dragging everyone else, Ashley. It's your season to get dragged.
I thought it was going too far when Giselle was talking to White Chris and was like, well, y'all didn't talk about that. Like, just let it be.
Mm-hmm. We might have a tweet on that. But yeah, that was like, okay, Giselle.
Like, you're doing too much now.
Take a breather.
I get it, though. Like, we only really hear it from Ashley's side as far as the girls are concerned. So she probably was like, well, we want to know from Michael's side. And he's not going to talk to us, so maybe he'll talk to the husbands. But I don't know why she thought Chris was going to be the one to tell her what he said.
So. No.
Because Chris knows it was Juan sausage.
Chris
knows.
No. Oh, Chris got the tea. Chris spilled the tea, sir. No.
Yeah. I mean, what
the reunion.
It's going to come out.
Very true. What I really did like, though, was the interaction between the guys. Like, to me, I feel like if you have somebody and whatever you think, maybe it's fake and phony, but just be chilled and enjoy the man's birthday. You know, not everything has to be like, ooh, we're going to confront you at this moment.
Yeah.
You know, unless, I mean, you know, I get it. Like, if you're like Karen or Candace or whatever, and you really definitely, you know, believe he's guilty or whatever, then okay. I mean, I guess, you know, don't act like that. But to me, it's like, don't invite someone there and then treat them like, treat them crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I see what you're saying, and that this is their first time that, don't forget it. I'm not saying act stupid, but to me, like, Juan was like, all right, it's over, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you treat somebody when you out at an event. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you just, like, kind of, whatever, chilling, but it's like, okay, I'm going to confront you at the haunted house. Like, come on, dude.
But at the same time, you know, the guys haven't been having to deal with Ashley and her messiness and her stirring things up and her throwing it stuff in people's faces all the time. So it's like they don't have those type of conversations or situations. They just come around when it's time for them to come around. So I get it. I get what you're saying. Guys just aren't like that in general, but I think in this situation, you know, they're just tired of Ashley.
Yeah.
And, you know, it sucks for her because this isn't even something that she did, but she's never going to hear the end of it.
She will not. And Abstruse Dara, hopefully I said that right, she said, Ashley has it coming. She's never been subtle. Why does she even deserve the courtesy? CCF Freak said, Ashley is not exempt from the shade fest. That is her life.
Oh, what? The shade, the shade, the shade.
I guess there's no forgiveness on this show. We just...
Well, there's never been an apology.
Yeah, that's true.
Ever, other than Monique, finally, because that was terrible. But Ashley has never apologized.
Nope.
Yeah,
like,
that's
for anything
true.
Else she's done to anybody. It's just been kind of like... Because remember, she was coming for Juan and Robin.
She was hard.
Yeah. Juan had a girlfriend. I mean, I'm just saying.
It was me. That's how you
because Juan is sexy. But I'm just saying, like, you know. And, I mean, oh, well, that was another question I wanted to ask you. Just to be honest, like, for me, keep it 100. I get that maybe she wasn't, you know, it was earlier in the season, she wasn't tight with Robin or whatever. But this is the first season that their marriage has really seemed like it was actually remotely doing something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. Every season, and especially when he had a girlfriend, it's like, well, he's dating people? Like, it was, you know, I mean, I'm not going to defend her. It was wrong or whatever, but Robin's situation has been crazy.
Erica, do you know the girlfriend? Because I know you went to Howard and you got plugs in D.C. Because you said that with confidence. Do you know the girlfriend?
I don't, but...
Not me. I just told y'all it was me.
Speaking of, I really wanted to see more of Juan's friends at this party because I feel like his friends will be fine. And we only got like two.
What if five friends at Juan?
Yeah, bring them up
to
NBA
friends.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
exactly. And I loved that his parents were there. I thought that was really
cute. Yeah.
That was really cute. And they did have like a little peck and he said thank you.
It was cute.
That was more than
I liked it. Right. It was a few pecks. I liked it though. It was so cute.
It was hard for me to watch, but I it was nice.
I mean, it really was a moment. This is one of the first few times where I think I felt like coming from Juan that he really had
Because he always, to me, is always like he kicking it with his cousin or something when he was with Robin. I mean, I'm just saying, like, they, not his cousin. Like, they're cool, but I never really have felt friend. Like a romantic vibe, like, really.
Yeah,
until I agree. This season. Yeah. I agree. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he didn't like her or anything, but
yeah,
it just never
felt. Yeah, I think that
felt,
even they would admit that, like, yeah. that things weren't like how they are now.
Yeah, like, this episode in particular was, because usually, I guess, he doesn't do a lot of stuff on camera. Mm-mm. So a lot of times in the other seasons, we've heard little stuff, and, you know, we've caught him accidentally talking to a producer or something. Mm-hmm. But this is the first time where he really seemed like he was into her. And yeah. I just haven't really seen that, to be honest.
Yeah. It was cute, but it was, like, kind of cringy at the same time. I was like, this is so weird. Like, they feel almost uncomfortable kissing each other.
Yeah, it's kind of awkward. It's like, they don't know if I should kiss. It's like, there was, yeah, like, hesitation.
It's like,
yeah.
am I kissing after
yeah,
or no?
Yeah, are we about
no?
to kiss?
Yeah.
Maybe that was just because they were in front of everybody.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, I'm going to assume that I like that at home.
Well, what? Because they're definitely doing each other at home. She makes it clear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She said
and they talk about having babies.
Well, and that's the thing. To me, I feel like in their relationship, it's always, we hear it through Robin. So I've always, you know, I always think that's suspect. So this is the first time I've affirmatively seen Juan act like he's in it to win it with her. And I think that was really nice to see, to be honest, as far as those two go.
I feel like it was always kind of a shift. Like, I feel like first season, it was really more Juan because he was trying to get back in her good graces. And then second season, it seemed like he wasn't feeling it no more. And then third season, they kind of just went more up a hill to where they are now. So
she needs to just keep it fresh. Like, he saw he liked the heels in the kitchen.
I think that's what he likes.
The haircut.
When she switches things up, I think he's more attractive when she changes things up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's real easy to get comfortable in a relationship you've been in for that long. Yeah.
Right. Right. So. I agree. And I do, like, for me, I do still strongly feel like this is the first time he's kind of just been more participating in their lives and stuff all the way around. So, and that is really nice to see them as a couple. This is the first season I felt like she's even remotely seemed happy, to be honest. As far as their, you know, because she always seemed thirsty to me, like, every other season. Like, she always seemed like she wanted it or
it
he
more
cheated
than he did.
Or whatever, and he was in, you know, she just was kind of like going along for the kids. Right. And then even when she said, oh, you know, now that the kids can Google, I guess we're going to get married because they can Google it or whatever. And it's like, well, no, do you
want to get married?
Exactly. Right. Does he want to marry? Like, what do y'all, you know? And now I do feel like they're really, you know, they just seem like they're more intimate.
Right.
This season. All right. So let's talk about the footage.
Ooh, child. The receipts.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is what everybody needed to see because they was lying, and now we. I know you don't feel like we know the truth now, Erica, but I feel like we know the truth.
We know the truth. I agree with you. I think we know the truth. The footage was just like, okay, cut it.
But they
like,
weren't in the basement for the footage. For one,
maybe there were two touches.
It could have been. Or maybe after he touched him outside, maybe they got it wrong. The basement, they meant outside the basement. Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe after he touched him, they walked into the basement, and you know they were like,
yeah. And we didn't see them on camera. We just heard them. The camera person that was shooting at the time was outside, but they could have very well been inside.
Right. But they weren't in the basement because he went right outside.
But you know, they got money. They probably got a door
that opened up.
And most people, when they have cameras inside their house, they have cameras outside of their house. And in her backyard, I'm pretty sure she has cameras in her backyard. Because that's where it was, right?
That's what we think.
And Monique has the footage. Monique has the footage.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Okay. Well, all I'm saying is, based on the stories, the footage, that's why it seems weird. Because it sounded like, okay, this goes along with the story. But what the facts that they gave about what happened, it's not. I mean, he wasn't in the basement. And then later, it looked like there was, when he was talking to Karen or when he said something else, that seemed like that was the basement.
Right.
But the part, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I just feel like but you're right. Maybe it was two touches. Maybe he was talking to him about what happened earlier. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But it's just interesting the way they dropped it.
But also Ashley saying, I was looking at him when this happened, girl.
No, you weren't.
No, you weren't. Because you just said, oh, I don't know where he is.
And I was taking
it was hot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You were taking a picture.
Well,
you weren't.
That's why it doesn't make sense. Because if she said, I was looking at him when it happened, then that goes along with the video that we saw.
Exactly.
But that does not go along with
it happened in the basement.
Because where he went right outside to her. So she could have, I'm not saying she was watching him, but she could have seen
him. That was just a lie.
If that happened right there. But if what happened in the basement, then what they showed us isn't the basement. But
no, you know. I think that was just a lie when she said she saw it. They went on Fox and just lied.
It was a lie.
He lied, she lied, they lied, didn't even correlate with each other.
That's why they went on Fox. But anyway, I'm gonna need them with all of Michael's money to get media coaching because they weren't on the same page at all. Even now, like y'all should have sat down with a publicist and got on the same page.
Even the body language.
Like they're
a person apart.
Mm-hmm. That's because they couldn't agree on which lie they were going to tell. And he was like, I'm going to tell mine. She was like, I'm going to tell mine. And then they're like, well, I'm not sitting close to you then.
And she's looking at him like, which lie we tell it
now? Everybody is telling the truth. And there's another story out there, people. That's all I'm saying.
Let's hope, Erica. Yeah. For your sake.
So I don't know. I mean, it's not clear. And I think, I don't know. I still feel like they're taking us for a ride on this. But hopefully there's more footage because we need some more. I need a face. I need some video, not just some audio.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
But yeah, or more audio. Okay. All right, you guys. So that pretty much wraps it up for this episode. Let's see. Let's do shadiest moments. Do we have any shady moments?
I'm not going to lie. It was kind of hard for me to pick a shady moment this episode. But I think mine is going to be Giselle when she said that Ashley's only being like that with Monique because she thinks Monique has the footage. I thought that was kind of shady.
My shadiest moment was Monique showing Ashley the text messages. I was like, girl, this is shady because you were the one that sent her the headline. Mm-hmm. Stop with the shade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my shady moment. I'm gonna go with my girl Macy Gray just because I love seeing her when she said that Raven was a little sharp.
A little sharp.
Yeah. Some nice.
Like, subtle
that was
shade.
A nice way
subtle
to shade. Say, calm down, please.
Yeah. That was a good one.
I think mine would be when Giselle said to Michael, no charges, no charges.
Oh. Can I get a high five?
That's a good one, too.
I don't know. Giselle might be our shady MVP.
Yeah. No, for real.
She was for sure. All right, you guys, let's move on to let's do the tweets and then we'll do the news. There's just a couple.
I love tweets.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Blackfoot Contessa, from your tweet to my heart. So Katie is fully committed to this hair hat.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
This has me weak.
Every week her wigs get worse and worse. Who
I
thought
this one was like
girl?
A smidge better than last week.
No. It did look
a little better.
I kind of questioned at the beginning. I was like, oh, she's wearing her real hair. And then I saw the front and I was like, oh, never mind. Yeah. So it did look a little better.
To me, I feel like she was getting ready for Halloween early.
Free the bang. Yes. Free the bang.
I want to shout out in the chat. They said that Katie looked like she belonged on Rodeo Drive Liquor Store. I don't know if that's a place. But it was very specific.
Exactly. I feel that.
Get your drink, Katie, because that wig is not doing
it. But she's still on Rodeo Drive doing it. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm not.
Definitely doing it.
Okay, Britt loves Quincy. I would have asked Giselle, are you still neglecting Angel?
Oh, that's not
don't
right.
Don't bring the kids
Angel out of it. Not the kids.
Shade, Britney. Shade. Sweet face De Niro. this is the one we talked about this. Giselle, this is from Chris is not going to gossip with you. He's going to gossip with Candace. Then Candace will tell you, okay?
Right.
I wonder about Giselle.
Yes.
Like, girl, there's steps. What are you doing?
Why are you going against what we usually do? Stop.
Exactly. Giselle, you know better. Like, Chris is not going to tell you nothing. Stop being messy, girl.
That's funny.
All right, you guys. Let's move on to news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Hey guys, so a congratulations is in order for Katie Ross. She's engaged.
Ooh. All right.
Yes, after only 5 months of dating. Mm-hmm. She knows how to lock them down, at least
she
for
knows
engagement.
How to pull
yeah.
them.
Yeah, she
third
does.
Third time's a
and
charm,
make
them
get
Katie.
On one knee, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So very this is true. A family heirloom that's been in his family for generations and generations. The mother
yay. So
of the groom approved.
Right, free.
The shade of it all. But yeah, congratulations to Katie. You deserve to be happy. And we love you.
Cute.
Very cute. Sapphire piece. Okay.
Make it to the wedding, girl. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, make it. after the honeymoon, because that's her issue, but we're going to pray for you. Now, speaking of people who need prayer, Ashley, after the footage she took to Instagram, and she did not agree. So it's a lot, but I want to make sure I get this right. Mm-hmm. She says, this video shows what my husband said happened. There is nothing new or revealing. Michael accidentally made contact with a very big cameraman when trying to get past him in a narrow doorway. Nothing about that interaction was salacious. Secondly, that audio at the end was taken out of context, and the person speaking isn't even named, when it was actually a cousin of one of the cast members. He has made an ongoing joke to Michael about season one that was referenced in that scene. Please use logic. Why would Michael offer to get a beer for someone supposedly working and holding the camera? Anyway, this has been addressed by real lawyers, and he's been exonerated in a real court of law by qualified prosecutors, and Michael was exonerated.
It just sounds like a joke.
I don't know.
Said, I feel like don't do that.
That
please
paragraph do that. Confused me more than the footage.
Okay. He did sound like a big guy. Like he would be a really big guy.
Yeah. I don't get the very big man. That's a little much. You don't have to body shame, Ashley.
Right.
Yeah.
No body shaming.
But he did sound like he would take somebody out though. Yeah. If you do it again, he did sound like that. So.
Yeah.
It sounded like a joke to me.
All right, you guys. Before we get out of here, let's do our predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, starting with Lauren.
My prediction is that Bravo is going to play with our emotions, and they aren't going to show us actually seeing Ashley approach her father. I feel like they're just getting us excited for this reunion of daughter and father, and it's so emotional.
Right.
But I'm still here for it.
I don't think that Ashley's going to meet her dad, because if he didn't want to talk to you on Facebook and he blocked you, then you coming up to his door is not going to make it any different, I think.
I think there's going to be another Candace and Ashley blow up, because Ashley's going to bring up those text messages that Monique brought to her.
I agree with that. I think, and therefore there'll probably be another Monique and Candace blow up. And I do feel like they're going to film it, but I think it's going to be like with Kenya. Like Kenya's mother didn't see her, and I don't think Ashley's father is going to see her either.
Right.
So heartbreaking.
All right, you guys. Well, that's our show. Thank you guys so much for joining us. It's been fun.
That was fun.
Even if you guys don't agree with me. All right, you guys. Where can everyone find you?
Hey, guys. My name is Lauren Mayo. You can find me on Instagram at Lauren Out Loud and on YouTube at Lauren Mayo.
My name is Danny. You guys can find me on Instagram at the Danny B.
And I am Lexi. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Lexi Fierce.
All right, you guys, thank you so much. I am Erica Edwards. You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A-D as in door, Edwards.
All right.
Ciao for now.
Bye, guys. See you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.